اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Habibullah Fasihzada and we have brothers Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, and Ali Nasir in our today's class in Let's Recite the Qur'an Kareem. Inshallah, today in this session we will talk about Ayah 100 of Surah Al-An'am on page 140. So brothers and sisters, hope you have your Qur'an with you. Turn to page 140 and Ayah 100 of Surah Al-An'am. Everyone, listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلوا لله شركاء الجن وخلقهم وخرقوا له بنين وبنات بغير علم سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah first and then practice the tajweed rules and the recitation. All right?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes. Huh?
Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says in ayah 100 of Surah Al-An'am on page 140, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ. They make the jinn partners of Allah Almighty. وَخَلَقَهُمْ. Though he has created them. وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And they carve out sons and daughters for Allah Almighty, for him. بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Without any knowledge. سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون. Immaculate is he and exalted above what they allege concerning him. So, in the previous verses, we all were talking about the existence of Allah Almighty. Yes, we were proving the existence of Allah Almighty by looking at the creation. There is a book I told you in the previous session, Tawheed Mufaddal. Mufaddal ibn Umar was one of the students and companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught him Tawheed, lessons on Tawheed. This Tawheed Mufaddal is the name of that book that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught this to his student or his companion Mufaddal ibn Umar. Okay, this is a beautiful book. I've read this. It's a beautiful book, really beautiful. It gives you a very wide understanding of the universe. It can help you a lot in your relationship with Allah Almighty, to strengthen your relationship. Okay, why? Because this book explains Tawheed to you through what? Through universe, the creation, through the creation. For example, it says, about the rotation of the earth. Okay? How the earth moves around the sun, how the earth moves around itself. It tells you and it proves to you something that is unbelievable. It proves to you from the rotation of the earth, it proves what? Proves the existence of Allah Almighty. The scientists never do so, do they?
No.
In their scientific experiments, do they prove Allah Almighty, existence of Allah Almighty? No. But Imam Sadiq alayhi salam proves this to Mufaddal ibn Umar, okay? So it was early in the morning, like 3 to 4 days, Mufaddal ibn Umar studied this tawheed before Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, okay? He was a student. For many years he was, but Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught this tawheed Mufaddal to him in 3 days, early in the morning. Prayer for the before and after morning prayer, okay? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has taught this to Mufaddal ibn Umar. Tawheed Mufaddal. In this, look in the previous verses that we learned with Ayah 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. So all were what? The examples of how we can prove Allah Almighty by looking at the creation. In this ayah, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ, Allah Almighty says that those who don't believe in these things. At the end of those verses, Allah Almighty was saying what? لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَفْقَهُونَ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. For those, these are signs for those who believe, for those who understand, for those who have knowledge. But here Allah Almighty in this ayah says, at the end, look, وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Those people who don't have knowledge of Tawheed, knowledge of understanding, understanding of Allah Almighty, understanding of the universe, creation, they what? They جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ. When they look at the sun, they say, ah, sun, it's the God. We have God of sun, we have God of rain, we have God of wind, we have God of moon, we have God of stars. Oh, a lot of different gods they had. The illiterate people, those who are not knowledgeable, the pagans. So Allah Almighty says this, that what? وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنِّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ. Though Allah Almighty has created them. Allah Almighty has created the jinn. Yes or no? Yes. Allah Almighty has created the sun and the moon. Yes or no?
Yes.
But those who have no knowledge, okay? Those who have no knowledge and they don't believe in Allah Almighty, they don't make their mind work, okay? They count these things, the creation of Allah Almighty, as partners for Allah Almighty. This is what? This is illiteracy then. جهل.
قرآني نبض حياتي, قرآني طهر ذاتي, قرآني عصمة أمري, قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We have to step onto the tajweed rules, but before we do so, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Islam is the religion of wisdom, okay? Go to the Tafasir books, learn more. There has been a lot of explanation mentioned there.
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ.
This is the way you read with Tajweed rules. We will also recite it. So let's take a look at the special or the specific rules we should pay attention to in this ayah. Wa ja'alu. Some of the letters are important. Ali Nasir, tell us.
Yes, we have waw.
Waw, pronunciation of waw. Make sure you don't say va. Va ja'alu, we don't have. In Persian, you might say va. Yes?
Yes.
In English, you might say v. You might have this sound with the letter V. But in Arabic, you don't have it. Wa. Wa ja'alu. Next.
Ayn.
Ayn.
The letter lam in Allah.
Ah, it's pronounced lightly, yes?
Yes.
Lillahi. Not lillahi. Because li before the word Allah. Li Allahi it is. Li Allahi. Lillahi. So li has a kasra, that's why.
Then we have Hamza.
Hamza. Hamza and Ayn, they are a bit tricky. Make sure you don't replace, pronounce them. I mean, make sure, inshallah, okay, not to pronounce Ayn as Hamza and Hamza as Ayn. Pronounce them the same, the way they are. A for Ayn, A for Hamza. Okay?
Then we have Kha.
Kha. Khalaqahum. Also Qaf.
Qaf. Yeah. Ha.
Ha. In lillahi as well, we have ha is a soft one. Subhanahu, this is a what? A hard one.
Yeah.
Okay, more throaty sound. Make sure you pronounce them correctly. Next.
Yeah, and we have sad.
Sad, yasifun. So these are the letters that Ali Nasir mentioned. Thank you so much. They were amazing. And these letters are important. Okay, pay attention to the pronunciation. Fawad, help us with the next rules. First, there we have two stopping signs. Sila and Jim. Hassan is going to explain these two and then we'll mention the rest of the rules. Hassan, what does the Sila say there on the top?
This Sila tells us that it's better to continue here.
Ah, wa khalaqahum, you better to continue. Wa kharaqu lahu. Ah, join.
Yes.
But we can make a pause or no?
Yes, you can.
Better to
continue.
Continue. What does that Jim say?
This team said that it's optional to continue or to make a pause.
You got a stopping sign here and it means optional. Continue or make a pause. Yes, Fawad?
Yes. Fawad,
tell us another rule here. Shuraka, the mad.
Yes, sir. Here the mad is wajib.
Wajib mutasil. Why?
Yes, because Hamza and...
Alif.
Alif.
Ah, the mad letter.
Mad.
Both are?
In the same word.
In the same word. If they are in separate words,
they are.
The mad becomes?
Jaiz
munfasil. Or like you can say, you can skip the mad or pronounce it. So here it's wajib. You should extend the mad for six count. Shuraka al-jinn. Jinn nun mushaddad. Wa khalaqahum wa kharaqu lahu banina wa banatin. Tanwin plus ba. Tim.
Iqla.
Change it to mim and hide the mim sound. Tim. Tim. Bi ghayri. Gha, heavy sound. Ghayri ilm. You stop.
Yes.
Subha. Echoing sound. Qalqala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amma yasifoon. You can extend the sound at the end. Maddul aridhi.
Lissukoon.
Thank you. Let me recite this ayah and I want you to repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, please practice. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ
Better to continue, Hassan said, yes?
Yes.
So let's continue. Thank you, Hassan, for mentioning that. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ
سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون
سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us with IRB English Radio. Allah bless you. Stay with IRB English Radio in the coming sessions. Inshallah, we will be here again with you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان